highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saints. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a King, we sing. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. God, we wait, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
those words, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus," were penned at the end of Revelation as John anticipated the second coming of Christ. And like so many great truths in the Bible, there are multiple applications as we do indeed wait for the literal and physical second coming of Christ to be with us. When we come into his presence as the church, we can be present with him. And so we invite him to come into this assembly this morning that we might experience just a foretaste of glory, a foretaste of his physical presence with us. Father, we bow in your presence this morning, thanking you that where we meet together in your name and seek your presence, you desire to be with us. And we pray, Father, that we will have your presence, that we will welcome your presence, and that your presence with us through the Holy Spirit will strengthen, will encourage, will build us up, will draw us closer to you, closer to one another, prepare us even more for that day when you come again to establish new heavens and new earth and to dwell with your people forever. We anticipate and rejoice in all your promises. But this hour, for this time, Father, bless us, and may we bless you in our praise, and may we be blessed in order to bless others. We ask all this and give thanks in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Up his sleeves, the angels putting on the ribs. Sing God, there is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. Our God is an awesome God. And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. Wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so he better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
How true, how true. You may be seated. You know, we sing those words, and it's a wonderful, upbeat, very encouraging song, but I hope that we don't lose sight of the fact that he is bigger than even we can think about. As Jonathan Kahn wrote in his description of the indescribable God, no matter how big you think he is, he's bigger. No matter how awesome you think he is, he's more awesome. He's just above all. So we're gathered here today in the name and the presence of this awesome God. Amen. He is an awesome God. And we welcome you here today, and it is our desire to uplift and make this about God and about his wonderful power and his great mercy and grace. It's about him, and we are here to honor him today. Have some announcements, and before I forget, there are a couple of things I want to mention, one of which is in our resource ministry for February. We're already into that with some of the folks in the community that we're working with. There were a couple, three folks who indicated they would love to get some more training in how that resource ministry works. I will be available and willing to meet with those folks tomorrow at 10 o'clock here at the church. We have some actual cases that we're working on, and we can do that without those folks being present, which is a wonderful opportunity for training. So if you're interested in the resource ministry and how this works, what's involved in meeting with folks and helping them, then we invite you to join me here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. You can see me after church if you want some more details about that. Also, I was asked to pass on a couple of other things. One, in terms of all the health issues that seem to be going around, a special prayer for Lois Watts' family. I think Rebecca and the children, everybody in that household is sick. And she had reached out for prayer for her family. So please remember Rebecca and all of her family, Lois's children, grandchildren. And Lois also. So it has infected and affected that entire family. So please keep them lifted up. By announcements, the monthly community prayer group that meets the second Saturday, have an update from Vance Smith on all the things that we're praying for and that group is praying for in our community, especially as it relates to our schools, our government, and just the need for the Lord to be involved and us submitted to his plans here in our community. I will post this update on the bulletin board, all the things that we are encouraged and invited to join in praying about. Also, this evening, of course, at 5 o'clock is our elders and deacons meeting. I want to remind all of our elders and deacons of that meeting at 5 o'clock. But there is also at 6:30 a worship service at Carpenter's Christian Church, Unity in the Community. Several churches have for a long time been meeting together periodically on Sunday night. If you would enjoy being a part of community worship, that's tonight at 6:30 at Carpenter's Christian Church. Notice in upcoming events, 2 weeks from today is our Shakeout Sunday for the Galilean Home. And then don't forget those bottles of blessing for the Haven Care Center. If you haven't got one and filled it up yet, please be sure and do that. And I think there are a couple or three full down in the office, Ann. So as you gather those up, it's a great blessing to the Right to Life Pregnancy Center. The Friday prayer time, ladies, meeting in the youth room from 12:30 to 1:30. So that has begun, had a couple of sessions, and you are invited to be a part of that as you are free to come and to pray. Announcements that you might have. Take a moment for that.
Our winter picnic that we're going to have for the kids is going to be tentatively on the 24th. I'm almost sure for that. I'm going to put a list in the back if you'd like to help in any way, decorating, maybe making some snacks, that sort of thing. And if you know kids that are coming, would you mind jotting that down so we can get some kind of idea of how many children are going to be there? And if you'd like to help with games. Anyway, it's in the back. Sign up. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Thank you, Ruth.
And we got one more. Oh, yes. On Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 13th, our ukulele band, and that's in faith that we're going to a ukulele band, are meeting from 6:30 to 7 here in the church. And if you have a kid that wants to be in it, or if you would like to be in it, please show up. We're going to talk about what we're going to do and that sort of thing. Mike, do you have anything to add to that? If they can hold it and like music, you know, that's the way I see it. So,
if you can hold it and play it at the same time, yeah, we'll give you a shot.
That's right. So maybe we have a prodigy somewhere. And I think that is it.
Thanks, Ruth. Rock? Oh, he needs a microphone this morning.
A couple things. One is I want to just put out a blurb for Kate's prayer group. You know, I know people sometimes they don't like being in those groups, so they say, I don't know how to pray. But how did you learn to talk? You imitated people that talked in front of you. How did you learn to sing? You imitated people that sang and got your voice pitched with theirs, and that's how you learn to sing. You learn to pray by being in a room with people that know how to pray. So knowing how to pray, the Word of God and stuff, what am I trying to say? Okay, a qualification to be in this prayer group is just you love the Lord, you're born again, and, you know, just you can agree until you imitate enough or hear enough that you know how to pray. So I want to encourage you in that. Also, I'm having oral surgery at 9 o'clock tomorrow. They're going to cut open my gum and do a little deep cleaning of my root or gum or something. I appreciate prayers for that. It doesn't sound too much fun. So thank you.
I participate in several online groups and receive a couple of blogs. I have received notification in regards to what's going on within the abortion industry and our political system about a day of mourning to come together as believers, as those that are opposed to the hideous crime against God of abortion, tied around what's going on in Virginia and specifically New York State in the recent passage of their new law. On February 23rd, they are asking all that agree to dress in black and be on their face before God and repent of our nation's sin of abortion.
Amen. You know, for those of us who have a country music attachment, Johnny Cash is the man in black. You know, he has a song about why I always wear black. I wear it for the downtrodden. I wear it for the on and on. He mentions the downtrodden, those who are unable to really fend for themselves. Is there anywhere in our society a more vulnerable, defenseless person than those who are being sacrificed on the altar of abortion? And so it's very significant maybe to do something, and however you would choose, it would certainly be a statement. As I mentioned that, others have worn black for lesser causes. So let's remember that day. I'm never political. Well, I try not to be, but I will tell you, I am a one-issue voter. No one who is pro-abortion will ever get my vote. Debbie.
Gail left on Friday to go to Mexico to spend a week or so with Adina. And last week, the enemy really hit hard on their family. Her mother was very confused. Did get her to the doctor. She had a UTI and was dehydrated. Gail left on Friday. Yesterday, her mother had to be taken to the hospital. So Gail's in Mexico, can't be there for her mom. So I ask that you pray for Gail, for peace, for she and Adina and the other family members, but also to pray for her mom, for the doctors to have wisdom on the medication that she needs to help get this UTI under control.
Thank you, Debbie. All right. Emmeline?
Our mutual friend, Lee Russell, has a ministry at the Presbyterian Church called Dress for Success, and it has not been used very well, but she got a special call from the Isaiah House. The Isaiah House for women is in Mercer, it's in Harrodsburg. And this lady asked Lee for dresses because these women are going to be taken to church and they want skirts and dresses. And I think, I could do that. And so I would be happy to receive any dresses or skirts that this church would offer, that ministry that's at the Presbyterian Church, but right, they could be picked up at my house. I just think that's just a blessing.
Yes.
Because those women don't have dresses.
All right. Thank you, Emily. There's obviously, as you listen sometimes, not only the prayer requests, but the ministry and the needs in the community, they are great. So there's a lot of ways for each of us to be involved in helping. If we covered everything. Oh, David?
Yes, I talked to Karen Baker this morning, and of course, y'all know she hadn't been at church for three or four Sundays now. She's sick again this morning. I don't know if she's got the flu or what, but we need to keep her lifted up in prayer also.
All right. All right. Our drummer, who's on the road today with his job as a trucker from St. Louis heading west on icy roads, asked for our prayers. So pray for those traveling and for Michael in particular. Just very quickly before our prayer time, several of you know, only Tuesday did I find out, make the general announcement. This ongoing back problem I've been having is a result of severe spinal stenosis. I saw a specialist at the Norton Spine Center. Colleen and I were there on Tuesday. And tentatively, I will be having back surgery about mid-March to take care of that situation. So I'm going to be anointed and prayed for this morning. I feel at peace about this already. I told George and Rod in our prayer time, if the Lord should see fit to heal this through anointing and prayer, I'll take it instead of surgery. But I do have a peace if surgery is the answer. I think the Lord already directed my steps in the direction I need to go. So we'll keep you informed as time goes on. Birthdays and anniversaries, man, another one of those busy times. I guess it's because it's Valentine's month. Everybody's either celebrating birthdays or getting married. Today, and neither of these ladies is here. Lois Watts is sick, and I don't see Debbie, so we won't get to sing to them, but happy birthday. Tuesday the 12th, Kent Harley is celebrating a birthday. Today, Dave and Lois Ransdell are celebrating their anniversary. How many years, Lois? You don't. I've been asking women lately because it seems there's an unwritten rule that it's incumbent upon the men to remember. I had a young couple visiting this morning that I should have recognized, in because I married them about 7 years ago, and I asked Amanda, I asked Jacob first, and he had that blank look when I said, how long ago was it? But he did remember where. How many, David? 57. Happy anniversary today. And then this coming Saturday, the 16th, I did this wedding. 6 years, is that 15 or six? Six. Okay, 6 years ago for George and Brenda Morse. And I remember it was a cold night in February, and George, being an old car enthusiast, went from this church parking lot to the Lions Community Park for a reception. And I knew Brenda was going to make a good wife because she rode all the way down there on that cold night. And that old thing has no heater, right, George? I didn't think it did. So, of course, George is from Vermont, and they're tough up there, so it's no problem. But happy anniversary to George and Brenda. And that covers it, I believe. Everybody who's had a birthday and an anniversary, congratulations to you. We have special music this morning before we dismiss. And I think what I'm going to do this morning, since we've kind of had such a good sharing time and a mixture of things, after the children are dismissed, we'll have a time of prayer for these situations. And so we don't want to forget to pray, but we'll do that. So special music this morning. Robbie is involved in that, along with Brian, who's going to need a babysitter there for Mr. Benjamin. Great. Good luck. Like father, like son, right? Huh? Like father, like son.
So nothing like fighting. Whoa, that's loud, isn't it? Is that loud? Nothing like fighting a five-year-old at 9 o'clock in the morning about a popsicle to get you in the mood to come to church. I've been wanting to do this for a while. Not that I'm any kind of good singer or anything, but I was telling Robbie, you know, sometimes you just got to put yourself out there if you feel like, you know, something that you ought to do. So I put it off long enough, and I called Rock just to know that he got me penciled in. I couldn't chicken out, and it was locked in. Something else I wanted to say is there's never too small a contribution to the kingdom of God. Somebody's 2 cents worth, your 2 cents worth could be worth millions to somebody else. So that's kind of the thing I'm taking. So, and I also told him, too, I had a speaking engagement years ago and did not bring notes and got up there and froze and forgot everything I was going to say, so I'm not going to let that happen today. So, here it goes.
I'm going to find the key he's singing in.
So yeah, we have not practiced or anything. It's kind of impromptu thing, so.
I don't know what key he's going to sing in.
So, what, and who knows what's going to come out of here, right?
But I'll say real quick, he inspired me, because right. I haven't played this, and I've had a lot of people ask, and since he's doing this under his convictions, it convicted me to step up and honor his convictions.
We'll get everybody convicted. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, the life. Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man, the Son, thee will I cherish, my soul's
In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust.
Thank you, Brian. Next week, he and Michelle will be doing a duet. She's already fanning. Did you notice that? Thanks again. Let's pray. Father, in this moment of reflecting on how fair and beautiful the Lord Jesus really is, and that he is the one in whom we can put our trust, for our confidence is in him and him alone. Thank you for the many ways that you speak to us, that you bless us, and you express how much you really, really love us. Father, forgive us of our ingratitude. Forgive us of our lack of love so often. And forgive us of our sins. Father, you have heard the names of members of our congregation or their families or their loved ones who are sick, who need healing. And we pray healing in the name of Jesus, that fair one. For those who are grieving, we pray the comfort that comes from the very heart of our comforter. Father, for all other issues where people need your help, your direction, your strength, your insight, your wisdom, we pray that such would be their portion in the name of Jesus. We thank you for hearing our prayer, and we commit our will into your will and our ways into your ways. For you indeed are higher and more knowledgeable, and our thoughts can't even compare to the thoughts that you have for us, which are for our good always. We acknowledge and re-acknowledge our confidence in the goodness of our God, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. So for the children who are going to children's church and those who are working with them this morning, we'll dismiss them at this time. And if are any visitors here who are kind of unsure about where your kiddos should go or which class, we'll help them find the right spot.
Stand with me as we sing.
Creatures clouds that sail in heaven alone. Oh, praise Him. Waiting here for you with our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you we adore, singing Thank you.
everything you promised. Your faithfulness is true. We're desperate for your presence. All we need is you. Waiting here for you with our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you we adore, singing Alleluia. We will wait for you, Lord, in step with you, Lord. We will sing Alleluia, singing Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Waiting here for you with our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you we adore, singing Alleluia. We're singing
courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord.
Father, as we have entered into your presence in spirit and in worship, we ask that you would keep our hearts and minds and spirits open and attuned to the teaching of your word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.